This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
We are so glad to have tonight. Someone else wanted to do it, but I said no. Is it because she's one of us? I'll do it myself. I feel so honored to do this tonight. For years, she's been backing me up, singing every Sunday. Let's welcome tonight our own Desi, Pastor Desola. You are welcome.
Hallelujah. If those are for Jesus, can you make them louder? Can you be a lot more intentional about it? Somebody shout glory! Hallelujah! Glory to God forevermore. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mama Dearest. I do not take this for granted at all. Thank you. Can you please celebrate my parents, my pastors, Fashola and Pastor Abigail Oshumakinde? Thank you so much, Sanma. I deeply appreciate this. And my husband. Thank you. Thank you for every single thing that you do. This year again, never. Okay. Pastor Daniel, I celebrate you, sir. Pastor Nifemi, God bless you. The Lord keeps exalting your horn in Jesus' name. Please, can you also help me celebrate the entire leadership of Household of David, Jairus, pastors and directors, HODs, assistant HODs, the men and women of God working tirelessly behind the scene to see and to ensure that that which the Lord has committed into the hands of our pastor sees the light of day. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. During the 40 days vigil that we had in church, when prayer watches, and that particular morning I was in the 9:30 a.m. prayer watch, Brother Godwin, who was our team lead then, and I was coming towards the altar to pray. I actually used this particular aisle, and I just opened up my mouth, you know. I just wanted to start, you know, ministering to the Lord before I started praying. And it was a clear case of open up your mouth and I'll feel it. And the Lord gave me a song. And I'll teach you very quickly, very simple. His yoke is easy, His burden is light, right? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. I'll quickly say this so that you would understand when you start singing, or should I say when you start chanting the song, you understand the implication of what you are saying. Scripture says, Paul speaking now says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will grant to give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe. Meaning, once your eyes are open, you know who you are, you know whose you are, you know what you're expected to be doing, you understand your makeup, and then you know what you carry on your inside. Hallelujah. You see the difference between somebody who is always fearful, always fretting at the slightest thing, and another person who appears very unruffled. What's the difference? There's a revelation that one has that the other doesn't have. Hallelujah. And you look through scriptures and you see the various implications of our eyes being open. Father Abraham, Hagar, and Elisha, when they were surrounded, he prayed. The only prayer he said was, Lord, that you may open his eyes. And immediately his eyes were open and he saw the chariots of fire surrounding them. And he saw that they that were with them were more than those against them. Hallelujah. So you lift up your hands tonight. Be very intentional about it. And just begin to pray in the language of the Holy Spirit. Father, we give all the praise. Kaili vana suselete vana. Jelekuna talie baranda sutaile kona salataya. Zatototo mekai shaleta taina. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, no more seeing men as trees. Scales are falling off. Kaisu selenena shaleta vana. Zako barana kutelebelata. Matata tainaka. Stir it up, stir it up. Stir it up, stir it up. Hey, if it doesn't touch you, you cannot expect it to touch God. So you had better be intentional about it tonight. Kailo siselena mako salataya. Shela mako melisa faliko nelebakaya. Shela mako silete balato melakaisa. Zaleko nasile barado shtabanya kaila. He says, open my eyes, let me see. Open my ears, let me hear. Open my heart, let me know the things that make for my peace. Open my eyes, oh, let me see. Open my ears, let me hear. Open my heart, oh, let me know the things that make for. Can you try tonight? Say, let me see. Open my ears. Scripture says the hearing ear and the seeing eyes were made by God. Let me know the things that make for my eye peace. Sing it one more time, open my eyes. Let the dust fall off tonight, Jesus. Let me hear. I will not hear the voice of a stranger. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Hey! Say, open my eyes, oh. Let me hear. Let the scales begin to fall off in the name of Jesus. Let the scales begin to fall off in the name of Jesus. Two more times. Open my eyes. Let Kylie Baranda Vacosa. Let Kamelevala Kataya Lavaya. I ran the Kobalato Seletataya. Open my heart, Jesus. Open my heart. A heart of flesh in place of a heart of stone.
Open my heart, let me know. Hey,
You had better partner with the angels tonight. You had better partner with the angels tonight. The host of heaven. The Father just deployed new batches and they are handing out miracles tonight in the service from sin to sin.
Sun, and the trumpet.
You have a 4-year-old boy, a son. He's very recalcitrant. The level of his stubbornness is not normal. You've gotten to a point where you even started thinking that maybe he is possessed, or that he's under the influence of something. Yes, that's true. Hey, but scripture says that the strangers will hear my voice and they will run out of their hiding. In the name of Jesus, the resurrected King will decree and declare tonight, whatever is in that town that has not been planted by my Heavenly Father is uprooted right now. In the name of Jesus.
Before your presence, the oceans they give way at the mention of your name. I say the mountains give like rams before your presence, the oceans they give way at the mention of your name. Hey, Agude Chamber One, the Most High God, Nagode. Lift up your voice. The mountains give like rams,
give like rams.
Oh, so they give way. At the very mention of the name of Yeshua, I do the temple. Why? Nobody like him. Time. I got another time. I got another time. Hey, the mountains give like rams.
announce him. You know why? Because the things that he would begin to do, they are enough to announce him. So if you really believe that that same Jesus that I'm talking about is here, can you show me in the next few seconds how you would welcome him, how you would thank him, how you would adore him, how you would bless his name, how you would hallow him, how you would worship him.
You can flash your lights.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.